This is truth be told.
That not only are there reptilians here,
new evidence of UFO fleets.
We were close to nuclear war.
To help you transform so that you can live your highest truth.
We're not being told just because we're not ready for it.
Radio stations of frequency, vibrational.
I was a homicide detective with LAPD.
UFOs increase. Visitations.
Hello, this is Andrea Cosgrove of Truth Be Told. Today, I'd like to share with you a historical case that has remained unsolved for over 400 years. You might be familiar with this case because of American Horror Story Season 6, entitled Roanoke. For those of you who are not aware of the lost colony of Roanoke, keep watching for more information on this mysterious case. In May of 1587, Mayor John White and 87 English men, 17 women, and 11 children sailed to America to start a new colony. They arrived 2 months later, sometime in July, at Roanoke, an island off of North Carolina. In August of that same year, John White decided he would return back to England to gather supplies. He left behind his daughter, Eleanor White Dare, who had just given birth to Virginia Dare, the first baby born in America to English settlers. White returned 3 years later in 1590, only to find the settlers had disappeared with no trace. The only clue he found was the word Croatoan etched into a tree. 50 miles south of Roanoke Island was Croatoan Island, where a tribe of Native Americans lived. Today, it is called Hatteras Island. John White tried twice to sail to this island to see if the settlers had moved there, but both times were foiled due to treacherous storms. He sailed back to Ireland and died 3 years later, without ever knowing what happened to his people and his family. In 2007, a team of scientists decided to DNA test possible ancestors to see if there were any links to the settlers of Roanoke. They are still looking for individuals who have a match in hopes to prove that the settlers survived. What happened to the 115 settlers? Where did they go? There are a number of theories as to what actually happened to them. So let's get into the theories. The first theory is that the settlers of Roanoke moved to Croatoan Island and joined the Native Americans tribes. The settlers had good relations with them, so we can assume that the settlers were absorbed into the tribe. Many of the Indians in later generations had gray-blue eyes, which is good evidence to support this theory. The second possible theory is that the Spanish murdered the settlers. England and Spain were in the middle of a war when the people of Roanoke disappeared. At the time the settlers disappeared, there were Spanish troops present in Florida. The theory maintains that the Spanish troops secretly traveled north and eliminated the English colony. However, a Spanish attack on Roanoke colony is doubtful. The bodies were never found, and the Spanish were still looking for Roanoke in the year 1600, 10 years after the colonists went missing. The third theory is that the tribe was killed by cannibalism. There are two sides to this theory. Either the people of Roanoke were victims of cannibals, or they had to resort to it to stay alive. The people of Roanoke could have been picked off gradually, or cannibals could have kidnapped them and disposed of them that way. If cannibals attacked the settlers, they had more than enough time to dispose all of the bodies. There is no definitive evidence that any Native American tribes in the area were cannibals, so this is a less likely theory than the people of Roanoke becoming cannibals themselves. The fourth theory is there was a plague that wiped out the settlers. Once the disease hit, the healthy population could have sectioned off into smaller groups and left the colony, leaving the sick to die. That certainly could explain the multiple sightings of Europeans and local Indian populations in later years. However, what happened to the bodies of the sick? The fifth and final theory is that the people were abducted by aliens. In his days, John White used to be a skilled artist and cartographer. White designed a map called La Virginie Pars. It was later discovered that this map had two small patches covering a star. It's possible that this star was being hidden and represented a fort where the colonists resettled. Others believe it could represent something else. The hidden symbol on the map might not represent a fort, but a craft landing spot. Perhaps the reason there weren't any bodies found was because the settlers were taken, and not by their own volition. What do you think happened to the lost colony of Roanoke? Which theory is your favorite? Which supernatural story would you like to hear next? Leave your comments down below. If you enjoyed this video, please give it a like and subscribe to the channel. This is Andrea Cosgrove, and this has been another episode of Truth Be Told.
This has been another episode of Truth Be Told. Thank you so much for watching. Recorded live at UBN Go Studios in Burbank, California. Join us on social media. Facebook, Truth Be Told Radio. Instagram, Truth Be Told Paranormal. Go to Truth Be Told Worldwide for more information on upcoming shows.